Migrants found hiding in New Mexico middle school for a second time. By Paul Bois on April 2, 2024. A middle school in New Mexico was placed on lockdown last week after migrants were discovered to be hiding inside. The incident happened at Santa Teresa Middle School near the U.S. southern border with Mexico and is not the first time migrants were discovered hiding there. Being that those schools are so close to the border, the proximity of the border, these types of events happen weekly, said Refugio Socorro, a spokesperson with U.S. Border Patrol. A lot of people in that area that try to evade arrest from our apprehensions do have a criminal history or have immigration issues. So that's the reason why they just take off running and go through locations they're not even familiar with, he added. According to Cote, migrants likely entered the U.S. border through the Inarpa Gap, an opening in the border wall roughly 5 miles from the school. One mother told the outlet that she now fears for her child's safety. At first, I was scared with every notification from the school that they're on lockdown. As a parent, you're going to get worried, said the mom. Gadsden Independent School District, GISD, thanked the U.S. Border Patrol for keeping children safe. We would like to extend our sincere gratitude to the U.S. Border Patrol agents and the officers of the Sunland Park Police Department for their swift and professional response to this situation. Thanks to their efforts, the safety and security of our students and staff were maintained throughout the incident, GISD said in a statement. As Breitbart News reported, a pair of murders in Michigan at the hands of migrants may be enough to tip the scales away from Biden toward Trump in the next election if certain trends continue. Strategic National CEO John Yob, whose firm had some of the most accurate polling in 2016, suggests a pair of murders in Michigan, allegedly at the hands of illegal aliens, will drive Michiganders toward former President Donald Trump, said the report. In a memo published Tuesday, Yob says the analysis was difficult to write given the circumstances, but notes it is necessary as a pollster to determine the impacts of current events on our political system, it added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLand Films or Instagram @ProLand Films.